Hello. Going to England this year was an experience I will never forget, and it couldn't have been possible without the help of this church. I would like to share with you our worship and how it affected me personally. Each day, we would wake up and have morning prayer, either on the metro tube or at the hostel we stayed at. Each night, we would say what our favorite part of that day was, how we saw God, and what it meant to us. We also did my personal favorite part of prayer, compline. These weren't the only ways we worshiped. While we were there, we went to many different cathedrals and church services. We might have missed one because some of us accidentally slept in. The church services we had were at St. Paul's Cathedral, Westminster Abbey, and Canterbury Cathedral. We did our morning prayer outside of Canterbury. Just being able to pray in front of one of the first churches of England was extraordinary. The cathedrals we went to were breathtaking. It was incredible to see the altars, the crypts, and listen to the memories that were made there. We were walking around one of the churches, looking at the stained glass windows, when all of a sudden, over the speakers, they said, "Can we please have a moment of silence and prayer for the attacks in Orlando, Florida, and in the United States?" These people all around did not care what part of America we were from, but they did care for us and our safety. They prayed about our well-being, and it felt comforting to know people around the world cared. One time at a restaurant, our dinner was about to pray before eating dinner. One of the waitresses came up and asked if she could join us in praying. She also asked if she could pray. We were so glad she could join us. People coming together around the world to worship is one of the most beautiful things to see and do. No matter where anyone was from, we all came together to worship, even when we were on the metro, at a restaurant, or in church. Without our trip to England, we would not have been able to experience the love and worship from around the world.
Throughout our entire England trip, we were shown great hospitality from nearly everyone we met. We would meet people on the streets, in the hostel, in a restaurant, and everywhere else we visited, and all of them would show us kindness and be patient with us when we asked for directions. Overall, everyone was kind and helpful. While we were in England, we would stay in a hostel and get our food from a store nearby. It was nice in the hostel, and we were staying on the top floor. For breakfast and lunch, we would have the food we bought from the store, which was just down the street. Many people helped us around England by giving us directions or overall being kind. One perfect example of this was when we were on our way out of the National Art Gallery, and there were many people in the square below. When we got closer, we realized that it was people with "Hug Me" signs, and people giving out free bracelets and necklaces, and musicians performing. Also, in nearly all of the cathedrals we visited, there's a prayer given concerning the recent shooting in Orlando, which we all felt moved by. Personally, I felt the most meaningful part of the trip for me was definitely the cathedrals and the people in them that showed us kindness. Overall, we were shown great kindness throughout the trip.
The pilgrimage to England was by far one of the best experiences I've ever had in my life. Everything there was just so grand and amazing that I thought it was really hard to even take it in sometimes. A great place to admire the architecture was at all of the chapels and churches we visited. I really enjoyed going to St. Paul's Cathedral. It's the really famous cathedral with the dome on top. I loved going there because there was a tour where you could climb all 528 steps up to the Golden Gallery, which I did, and although it was very, and I mean very, tiring, it was completely worth it because of the view from the top. You could see all of London from there. The Whispering Gallery was also one of the best parts about going there. We had Sam go on the other side of the dome, and we could hear each other whispering. One of the most meaningful things that happened was when I was at Westminster Abbey. We were walking through the building, and right before you enter the main sanctuary, there's a little worship area. At that moment, I couldn't help but get on my knees and pray, because in that moment, I knew God was with me. It was amazing to think that the building was built so long ago without any power tools and with the help of God. I was just looking around and I couldn't help but want to pray. I needed to pray. It was so overwhelming and powerful to feel that close to God. My eyes were closed, but I could feel the other members of the youth group follow me in kneeling and begin to pray. The trip was honestly and truly a blessing, so I'm thanking everyone who supported us in going to England. I am so utterly grateful that I had this opportunity, and I will take what I learned through this trip wherever I go.
I am very thankful for our pilgrimage to London. Although this was a religious retreat, we still got to go to tourist destinations. Every day, we had many things planned to go to. We first started off with a double-decker tour of the city. This was nice to have on the first day because we got to see the beautiful city before going and seeing it on foot. The next day, we went to the Towers of London. This was one of my favorite sites because of all the history about it. Later that night, we got to go on the Eye. The London Eye looked scary at first, but actually was very interesting. We could see almost everything from the top of it. One of the most interesting things we did the next day was the Trooping of the Colour. Being a part of a historical 90th birthday was such a privilege. It was not only interesting, but it was historical. We also went to two museums, one art and one history. You would think that going to a museum would be boring, but it actually was really fun. It was cool to be able to see some of the most beautiful artwork in the world and to be able to read about history of another country. Although London is very beautiful, I liked how we went to other places. We took a trip to Canterbury and went to into the famous church that has so much historical background. When we were in Canterbury, we got to walk around the small little town and watch the Canterbury Tales at a museum. I had never read the tales, but by seeing them, I would like to read them at some point. The next place we went to was Windsor Castle, the royal family's summer home. It was one of the most beautiful places I've ever been in. We didn't just go to sights and that's it. We also had some of the best food I've ever had. It was cool to experience different foods and try new things. The most meaningful part of the pilgrimage for me was being able to worship in the beautiful churches. Not many people can say that they've gone to St. Paul's Cathedral. Without the support of the congregation, none of this would have been possible.
This was my first intentional pilgrimage that I had made. As a teenager, I had accompanied my mother on her pilgrimage to a cathedral near her hometown of León, Guanajuato, Mexico. The pilgrimage that I was to make this year would be in a different continent. The focus from being my pilgrimage soon became our pilgrimage as we connected in London. As we gathered in our small dormitory room for reflection and evening prayer, I was reminded of the disciples with Jesus. This is how they lived. They had separated from their families to form a new community. Like them, each dilemma and joy experienced by one was felt by all. Like the disciples, each one of us made a contribution to the pilgrimage. Like them, we too grew in faith and spirit. The mountaintop experiences were identifiable. There was the angelic choir at St. Paul's Cathedral. There was the historical miracles performed with the blood of St. Thomas Becket after his death at Canterbury Cathedral. There was the discipline of evening song at St. George's Chapel at Windsor Castle. There were the acts demonstrated by the bombardiers, those individuals of the community, who literally risked their lives to protect the dome at St. Paul's Cathedral from the shell bombing during World War II. And the acts of gratitude and faith by the artists of literature, art, and music, who recognized that their talents came from God, who used their faith to glorify God in their works, and chose to have their memorials, like Shakespeare, at Westminster Abbey. This pilgrimage was a humbling experience, and I am grateful to have also been a pilgrim that journeyed to Canterbury.
I want to mention that we had three additional people on our pilgrimage who are not able to be with us today. That included Jade Castry, who's one of our high school students, Lisa Miles, who is Hannah's mother, and Hannah's godmother, which was a very special thing for them to share. So as you have heard, our group had one amazing and inspiring experience after another, from the moment we awoke until our heads hit the pillow exhausted. One thing that you did not hear about was our attendance at the musical Les Miserables, the evening of our first full day in London. While any major London performance is bound to be fantastic, this was really the perfect one to experience when beginning a pilgrimage. For those who are not familiar, and without blowing the storyline for you, if you choose to go later, which I strongly encourage, it is the story of a man who was imprisoned after stealing a loaf of bread because he was starving. He was impoverished, marginalized, and punished for his life circumstance. When he managed to break away from his abusive captor, who hunted him down for the rest of his life, he was embittered, resentful, and angry, until taken in by a Christian who showed him love, compassion, and mercy, and asked him to turn his life over to God. While sometimes internally struggling with this promise he had made to God, the main character ultimately did commit his life to one of service to God, demonstrating love and compassion to others with his actions focused on social justice. What a message to absorb. And how fitting, as we were shown care and concern by the English throughout our whole journey, got to learn about the roots of our church and experience its divinity, majesty, and mystery at every turn, and saw how the Anglican Church is woven throughout virtually every aspect of English culture. And then we return here to Emmanuel in Rockford, where our church family provided support at every turn to support our pilgrimage, and whose primary outreach ministry is shelter care, helping people with life themes very similar to the main character in Les Mis. We want you to know that we are incredibly grateful to each of you for your support, your love, and your prayers. And we are very grateful to God for connecting our families. Excuse me, all my teenagers know I'm a crier. We're grateful to God for connecting our families to this wonderful church where youth are truly valued and where the Holy Spirit is truly present. Thank you.
Thank you. Please join me in thanking our youth and their chaperones.